From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of September 16th, 2019. That's a sample of the sounds of people and birds at the Virginia Tech Duck Pond in Blacksburg on a typical September afternoon. In September 2019, however, something not typical at all happened at that popular aquatic location when a trio of feathered visitors made an unusual drop-in on Virginia. Have a listen for about 10 seconds to a recording of this species' call and see if you can guess the name of this bird. And here's a hint. Whistle while you work on this, and you may end up feeling ducky. If you guessed a whistling duck, you were right. More specifically, that was the sound of the black-bellied whistling duck, one of two North American whistling duck species, which are noted for their whistle-like call, long goose-like legs, and similar appearance of both sexes. The black-bellied whistling duck is distinctive for its red and blue bill, reddish-pink legs, and tree-perching habit. On September 10th and 11th, 2019, the sighting of three black-bellied whistling ducks generated excitement and serious attention from birders in Blacksburg, because the species is rarely seen in Virginia. Its normal range is primarily in Mexico, Central America, Texas, Arizona, and Florida, although scientists have noted an expansion of the range northward, such as in the lower Mississippi Valley and along the coasts of Georgia and South Carolina. Observations beyond this normal range, including ones in Virginia, have been documented by the eBird program of the Cornell Lab of Ornithology and the National Audubon Society. Observations of birds beyond their normal range are referred to as bird vagrancy. According to Audubon, causes of bird vagrancy can be some flaw in individual birds' navigational capacity, being transported on ships, and being blown off course by weather systems. In the recent Blacksburg case, the timing led to local birder speculation about the possible role of Hurricane Dorian the previous week. Whatever the cause, the brief visit of black-bellied whistling ducks in southwestern Virginia was a bird watcher's bonanza and a sign of the surprises that nature can spring. Thanks to Lang Elliott for permission to use the whistling duck sounds from the Stokes Field Guide to Bird Songs. We close with some music in tribute to wildlife and its surprises. Here's part of To the Wild by the Harrisonburg, Virginia-based band, The Steel Wheels.
To the wild.
Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.